because, I mean, if you look back at my work from season one, that was all for my own progress. I mean, if the listeners listen to it, fantastic. If they didn't give a fuck, fantastic. Because I look at it as I grew from every experience that I recorded with who I encountered with.
What can you teach our audience today?
The better answer, if something is not going according to expectations, is to say, hey, boss, this is I've tried options 1, 2, and 3, and all three of these have failed. So in light of this, you know, are there resources that you could recommend so that, you know, because you need to basically kind of, you know, account for the fact that, yes, boss, I've been at work. I am not making excuses. Mm-hmm. And this is what I've done so far. And this is where it's gotten me. So, you know, I feel like I've come to the end of my own abilities or, you know, perspective. You know, what else can you suggest so that I can be sure to honor and meet expectations?
What was the difficult part when you started to negotiate this character when you came in contact with people you've known in your past as you were changing your identity?
Man, that is the question, right? Like, that's a phenomenal question. Look, here's the reality. And one of my mentors taught me this, and it really rings true. Like, to get what you want in life, you're going to have to give something up. You're going to have to. And a lot of times it's the people. And that's not to say those people don't bring value to you. That's not to say you don't love those people or cherish those people. But, you know, if you want to change the world, you're not going to do it at happy hour. You know what I'm saying?
Now, are you referring to lack of planning or environmental changes and the inability to pivot?
Well, I'm actually more specifically referring to the priorities of the organization.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to say is that there's a lot more to an organization than here are the instructions on what you have to do in order to get the job done and move the business along forward. Now, you mentioned environmental situations as well too. Now, and I'm assuming you're meaning just the overall market landscape shifting around. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
I think that's a great angle to this whole topic, simply because of the fact that a hierarchical, rigid approach of doing business, mm-hmm. it fails to adapt. It doesn't allow the team to be able to pivot very well. So that being said, a different approach is necessary, one where it is much more rich in collaboration and much more rich in synergy within the people.
Climb up the channel a little bit. Sure. Now, tell us your approach on how you would handle an organization as a whole. I'm talking, we're going from team leader position to mm-hmm. CEO. How would you okay. orchestrate the distribution and delegation of leadership of your resources, and how mm-hmm. would you pivot if something would occur?
Yeah, great question. Part of it is why would we even start this company? Like, what problem are we trying to solve? Or,
yes.
you know, what delight, you know, or what experience do we want to provide? Right. Cause those are if we're talking about business experiences, right. Either you solve a pain point that people are willing to pay money for a solution for, or yes. you provide some pampered like spa experience that people are saying, oh, this is wonderful. Like, I would, yes. you know, shell out money to feel like a king.
Well, so we can illustrate an understanding that a leader needs to know himself that much that he can go out and find an identical representation of himself through somebody else.
You've been listening to Your Transformation Station, your voice on the hard truths of leadership. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. Remember, Your Transformation Station is on all major platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and YouTube at YTS The Podcast. And visit the website at ytsthepodcast.com. Till next time.